They help us to maintain ourselves, and they help us to transcend ourselves.
How?
Well, religion, of course, there are a lot of different arguments as to how religion may have an adaptive advantage to us. Some people point to the social cohesiveness that occurs among people who are of a particular religion. So you have a religious group.
There are other factors in social cohesion as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. But this happens to be a very, people find that if there's a central ideological structure that people can adhere to, that that becomes a very important way that people can bond. And of course, if we do go back into time, we find that temples and various religious ideas and concepts exist all the way back in the earliest parts of civilization, so it may have had a very important role, not the only one, but an important role in helping us with social cohesiveness. A lot of people argue that religion helps us to provide a sense of morals for us, and there are those who think that morals may be unrelated to religion, but nonetheless, these are just some of the arguments that people have made. People also have talked about religion as helping us to cope with an environment which is notoriously difficult to deal with. Obviously, we've done a lot better in the last century than we did 2,000 years ago.
Sometimes not so well, but...
Exactly. But, you know, look at the miners in Chile. I mean, their religion became very important for helping them to stay calm, for helping them to deal with the very problematic situation that they were dealing with. And it helped many of them get through that whole situation. So people often argue that religion has a benefit from that perspective.